Hello and welcome. It is 2 p.m. on March 5th, and this is Lyrics We Love, broadcasting from the unceded and traditional territory of the Musqueam Territory here in Vancouver. CITR broadcasts as far out as the unceded, traditional, and ancestral territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh Nations. If you were not already aware, unceded essentially means stolen. So the land that we are currently like living our lives on here at UBC in Vancouver, where we're creating and playing and vibing, is stolen land, and the context of that is important to consider, especially with positionality and art and creating media. So I just wanted to take a moment to acknowledge that and touch a little bit on my own positionality. My name's Frances, and I am half Mexican, and on my dad's side, or on my mom's side, and then on my dad's side, a hodgepodge of a bunch of things, but Brazilian, Uruguayan, and like German, and some other European settler. So how I got here in this city and in this country is through settlement. So it's something that I consider in my work, and decolonizing artistic practice is important. And yeah, I think the last note that I just wanted to comment in this regard before we get into today's episode is just in loving memory of Emily Pike, May 16th, 2010 to February 2025. If you don't know what that means, I'll allow you to do your own investigation and research. You're listening to Lyrics We Love. Today's episode is about Elliot Smith, and I'm so excited to play an hour. Well, I mean, it's 2:08 now. So I guess it'll be like 50 minutes, not an hour, of like my favorite musician of all time. I'm shocked that it's taken me this long to do this episode. But yeah, we're doing it. So I'm going to be playing straight from records today, which I've never done. So if you're listening live, if you hear any crackles or pops, those are the dust particles that are on my records that I didn't have time to fully clean each and every one of them before starting today, but they're good. Like I do be seeing some dirt, so there might be some texture, but I think it'll add to it. I think it'll be cool. I'm feeling most like from a basement on the hill today. That is one of Elliot's albums, released in 2010 by Kill Rock Stars. I'll like yap about like who Elliot Smith is, and like a little bit about like each album that we when we listen to tracks from each album, I'll like give like a little bit of context, but I want to try to keep today's episode to tunes and the lyrics, and yeah, I'll try to get as many tracks played as possible, because like 1 hour is not long enough for the amount of songs that I would love to play today, so it's gonna be short and sweet. But starting us off, we're going to go off of this album, From a Basement on the Hill, and we're going to listen to Coast to Coast, and then Let's Get Lost, and then Pretty Ugly Before, and then we'll circle back and talk about those lyrics and why we love them. Give me a second to cue up the record. This will be my first time ever using the vinyl player here in the studio, so bear with me. Here's Coast to Coast by Elliot Smith.
Thank you. Place to get lost. I had true love, I made it die. I pushed her away, she said please stay. Burning heavenly bridge that I'll cross, to find some beautiful place to get lost. Find some beautiful place to get lost. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Well, I don't know where I'll go now, and I don't really care who follows me there. But I'll burn every bridge that I cross, and find some beautiful place to get lost, and find some beautiful place to get lost. Ooh, ooh.
right. So you just heard Coast to Coast, Let's Get Lost, and Pretty Ugly Before by Elliott Smith off of the album From a Basement on the Hill. A little bit of, like, context. Today's episode is all about Elliott Smith and just awesome tracks that have awesome lyrics. And if you don't know who Elliott Smith is, like, I was talking to folks this week because I was very excited for today's episode. And a lot of people, like, their, I guess, like, exposure or, like, how they got introduced to Elliott Smith was through either, like, Good Will Hunting or the Royal Tenenbaums, because his tracks played in those films. I haven't seen the Royal Tenenbaums, although I will be seeing it this week, I think, because Kira, the programming manager, has it on VHS, and they're going to lend it to me. So I'm excited. I'm gonna see what that's all about. I feel like it's a scene. Like, I don't know what song actually. Oh, let me figure it out. While I'm talking about who Elliott Smith is, I'll figure out what song exactly is in the Royal Tenenbaums. It's like the bathroom scene. There's probably somebody who's like thinking like, oh, it's this. And if only you were here. But that's what Google's for, I guess. Needle in the Hay. Perfect. I love that song. We're going to be playing it. So Needle in the Hay plays in the Royal Tenenbaums, and a bunch of tracks play in Good Will Hunting. But yeah, Elliott Smith was a musician, born in Nebraska, but grew up mostly in Texas. And then when he was, I believe it was 14, according to my memory from like books that I've read. So 14 in quotation marks, around that age, I think it's 14, but around that age, he moved to Portland, Oregon. And yeah, born Stephen Paul Smith. He didn't like his name. It was like he said in like some interviews that he was like, well, Stephen's like too formal, and it like just didn't really sit right. So he changed his name to Elliott Smith and just goes by Elliott. But I saw Mickey 17, the like film. I'm not going to say anything about the film itself. I'm just going to say that there was a scene that Twilight by Elliott Smith played, which is actually off the same album that we just heard these last three tracks from. And that was my favorite part of the night, because I was like, it was like playing softly in the background. And yeah, I feel like if there was ever like a trivia of some kind where like a Smith song came up, I could probably name it. Not to flex, but like I could probably name at least like 90% of Smith songs upon just hearing like, I don't know, 10 seconds of the track. Like those, I feel like those games would be fun to do in you know, any context. But yeah, so that's who he is. And yeah, we'll leave it at that. A little bit about just those lyrics. The ones that stick out there were from beep beep boop bop. I have it screenshotted on my phone, but there's okay, Let's Get Lost. Let's Get Lost. Burning every bridge that I crossed to find some beautiful place to get lost. I had true love, I made it die. Strung out again. I don't know where I'm going, and I don't even wanna know. And then Pretty Ugly Before, is it destruction that you require to feel? Those are the stick out ones. I'm not going to go any deeper than that because I want to get through more tracks. We'll just have a little ad break and then get into some songs off of the album XO.
We are UBC Electronica, and we love electronic music such as... Run for them life when I step into the jungle. We offer DJ workshops, open decks, pop-up parties, and more. Follow our socials such as Instagram, Discord, or join us through email ubcelectronica@gmail.com.
Devin Cole is a woman in total control. Unafraid and unashamed, Cole has burst onto the scene through her expertly crafted feminist pop anthems, packaging social truths into repeat-worthy bops. This is the era of fempop, and Devin Cole is an artist you don't want to miss. join Devin Cole on her Two Shades Blonder tour and see her in Vancouver at the Biltmore Cabaret on March 16th. To find out more and get your tickets, visit admitone.com. That's admitone.com. I should be smitten, but I'm a fiend for the troublesome boy who's driving me
wild. Iloisin piasointu ja on etsit.
Throughout the history of music, the most happiest chords have been in constant church by composers and musicians. Music reflects the emotions of human beings, and the pursuit for well-being is seen also in the arts of music. With today's modern technology, it's easy to separate different frequencies, which causes the feelings of happiness or the feelings of sorrow.
Fridays from 2 to 3:30 p.m., it's the Beppe Crespin Presents radio show.
It's CITR's 24 hours of radio art in a snack-sized format.
Difficult music, harsh electronics, dark ambient, drones, spoken word, cut-up collage, and general Crespin weirdness.
Beppe Crespin Presents, Fridays at 2 p.m. on CITR FM 101.9.
Streaming at player.citr.ca.
you are. I don't wanna know where you are. I got a joke I've been dying to tell you. The silent kid is looking down the barrel to make the noise that I kept so quiet. Kept it from you, it's a lie. I'm not what's missing from your life now. I could never be the puzzle pieces. Say that God makes problems just to see what you can stand for you to as the devil pleases. Give up the thing you love.
All right, so you just heard Pizzola by Elliott Smith off the album XO. And then also, what was the first one? Baby Britain. So I have this book that I got in Seattle at a bookshop. It's called XO by Matthew LeMay. It's from 33 1/3. It's like a little, like from Bloomsbury is the like publisher. And basically it's like an album, explanation, I guess. And they have a bunch of different, albums that they cover, but, I'll just kind of read a little bit about those last two tracks. I actually haven't finished this book. It's only 128 pages, and I have reached up to 87, but that's neither here nor there. So, Baby Britain. What Matthew writes here about this song is essentially potential, and I think that that concept, like the concept of potential is, it's very fascinating because there's like a lot of Elliott Smith's music does touch upon this. And I think like existing as a creative person, there's always like the stage that you're at and like where you want to be. If that, I think that's like the most universal way of putting it, for like creatives across the board, but specifically in the context for me, it's like film. It's like, I love these movies, and I would love to make a movie that is this good. But the potential, like, there's a gap between like ability and potential that I feel like will always exist, even when you make things that you are incredibly proud of. Because here now, I'm going to read off of this book. Quote: "In other words, potential is only valuable because it is always exceeding what is actually accomplished," and then a dash. "If we all lived up to our potential, the very concept of potential would cease to exist. So if everybody lived up to their potential, the whole concept of potential in itself would dissipate." So I think potential's sick. It can definitely feel not that way at times, but that's a little bit of what Matthew talks about here for Baby Britain. And just last thing before we move on to the next song, there's a quote here from Elliott Smith from an interview with The Big Takeover. I'm going to start quote. "In an interview with The Big Takeover, Smith articulated a view on these matters that is both sympathetic and pragmatic." And here begins what Elliott said. "I think no one ever lives up to their potential, and that's not a negative thing, though it sounds like that in my songs. I mean, it does burn me out sometimes, but it's impossible to live up to your potential in this world, because if you can, potential itself's not worth very much. People are infinitely more capable than what they end up showing. But, like, hey, like, that's life." So, next song, Pizzola. Yeah, the lyric here that is sick is in the chorus. Oh, interesting. Basically, okay. So I'll say the two. So I've got a joke I've been dying to tell you, and I'm not half what I wish I was. I think the "I've got a joke I've been dying to tell you" is like, it's beautiful because of the context of this song. Like, supposedly, this is not from the book XO. This is just from like research that I have done, and like community member information and stuff. But as in like Ellie Smith fan community members, that apparently this song Pizzola was like written about, one of Elliot's like ex-partners. So I think just that like when you see something or experience something that like is funny or silly or awesome, and you are like, oh, I can't wait to tell this person. That's what that lyric, reminds me of. But, yeah, next we're going to hear some tracks off of Figure Eight. I think we have time for like two songs off Figure Eight. We're running out of time. It's 2:40. So yeah, once again, give me a moment to get the record queued up. So I'm just going to give you a show promo, because you should listen to CITR all the time. And these are some shows that you could listen to.
Welcome to Lethal Refresh.
I'm Danny.
I'm B.
I'm Stuff.
I'm Jay.
Let's get lethal. Let's get refreshed. When it's darkest, we always attract the brightest people.
Baby, you a light. Shift my whole world to the right. Please listen to Lethal Refresh on CITR 101.9 FM. I'm Nardor to you and Serviette and doo-doo-loo-doo.
Doo-doo! Thank you!
Lethal Refresh, every Monday, 12 to 1 p.m. New music every week.
Re-20, catch up, that one. I get eat, son. Rockin' in my little tie.
to Unceded Airwaves on CITR 101.9 FM at doo-doo-loo-doo-doo-doo.
We have been called the Indians.
Justified in opening fire that day. Amy Allen has more.
The virus took on many shapes. The bear, the elk, the antelope.
Hosted by the Indigenous Collective of CITR 101.9 FM, Unceded Airwaves unveils the hidden pages of Indigenous history and contemporary existence. We are back and looking for passionate folks to contribute to the process of putting together our weekly radio show. Our community centers Indigenous joy, excellence, and current issues. Friends and allies are welcome. No experience is necessary. Come learn with us. Our Instagram is Unceded Airwaves, and that's the best way to keep up with us. If you're interested in getting involved or you have any questions, email me, indigenouscollective@citr.ca.
I have become a silent movie. The hero killed the clown. Can't make a sound. Can't make a sound. Can't make a sound. Nobody knows what he's doing. Still hanging around. Can't make a sound. Can't make a sound. Can't make a sound. Can't make a sound. The slow motion moves me. The monologue means nothing to me. Back down.
Wish I could call you today, just to hear a voice. I got a long way to go, getting further away. If I didn't know the difference, living alone would probably be okay. It wouldn't be lonely. I got a long way to go, I'm getting further away. A lot of hours to occupy, it was easy when I didn't know you yet. Things I'd have to forget. But I better be quiet now, I'm tired of wasting my breath. Carrying on, getting upset. Maybe I have a problem, but that's not what I wanted to say. I'd prefer to say nothing. I got a long way to go, I'm getting further away. Dream as an army man with an order, just to march in my place while a dead enemy screams in my face. But I better be quiet now, I'm tired, I'm wasting my breath. Wish I knew what you're doing and why you wanna do it this way. So I can't go the distance. I got a long way to go, I'm getting further away.
walk, walk, walk. Four more blocks, plus the one in my brain.
All right, so those are our last three tracks of the day. You just currently are listening to Needle in the Hay by Elliott Smith, off of the self-titled album. And then previously to that, you heard Can't Make a Sound and Better Be Quiet Now, off of Figure Eight. I got that Figure Eight record in LA, which was sick. And Better Be Quiet Now was actually a request song put in by Diva J, who you heard in the Lethal Refresh promo. And the verse that stuck out to them was, maybe I have a problem, but that's not what I wanted to say. I'd prefer to say nothing. I got a long way to go. I'm getting further away. And the context there that she wanted me to share, and I also really wanted to share because I think it's sick to share the love of Elliott Smith's music and lyrics. And yeah, they said that, she said that they listened to it a lot, like when they had their last breakup. And she was questioning her role in like the relationship and if it was really like what was wanted at the time, and their identity. And yeah, so that was that track. And then the other one, Needle in the Hay, gonna walk, 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 four more blocks plus the one in my brain. And that concludes today's episode. Thanks for listening. And next up, you're going to be hearing I Come From the Mountain. Okay, bye.